ओम शांति। वी आर मोस्ट फॉर्चुनेट सोल्स ऑन दिस अर्थ। गॉड हिमसेल्फ कम्स डाउन टू सस्टेन अस, टू गिव हिज लव, हिज ब्लेसिंग्स, हिज पावर्स। I hope you had enjoyed Avyakt Bap Dada very much that day. Did you? He was giving blessings. What should we do at that time when he gives us blessings? Not only just do like this, but through his hand he gives power, subtle energy to all souls. So just receive that. Vibrations were most powerful that day, most powerful. And actually, Baba did not want to speak anything. He wanted to give us power and blessings, love. But because he is the ocean of knowledge, so he has to speak something. In 69, when Dadis used to ask Baba that for how long this avyakt part will continue, so the final answer Baba gave, when you notice one thing, that avyakt Bap Dada come down, he gives only drashti, normally, just drashti. You should believe that is the last part of avyakt Bap Dada. So now we can see that part is going on. We can divide this entire part of Sri Baba of this Sangam Yuga in three parts, in three phases. First part was Sakar part. Brahma Baba was here. For 33 years it was played. Sri Baba came in the body of Brahma Baba and he gave entire philosophy. What soul is, what God is, what is this world cycle, duration, theory of karmas, rajyoga, how to win maya, everything. After that, from 69, avyakt part started and it is continued up to now, around now next year 50 years will be completed, 49 years has been completed. Then after this part, because many ask this question, what will happen if Baba doesn't come? So we must know, third phase of confluences will begin after this part, and that third phase is phase of glorification, revelation. Great souls, powerful souls, very pure souls will come up, will play their hero part, will sustain all Brahmins and non-Brahmins. That will be glorification and destruction side by side. So now we are very close to that part. So we have to prepare ourselves. So I would speak on two things. When you are going back to your own home from this holy place, go with a simple plan. Yes, you have enjoyed here everything, that's fine. But you must have a simple plan for your whole year in your mind and divide that plan into three months. That in these 3 months, now this February's end, in March, April and May, I will do this Pursarth, this effort. Simple plan, not very big plan. Planning maybe in 3 points only. A 3-point plan for 3 months. Then for next 3 months, second plan, like this. For a year, plan for your own self. So it will motivate you all the time and will save you from negative energy, from waste thoughts. Because what is happening nowadays in the world? Tsunami of negativity around us. Lot of negative energies everywhere in the environments. It may affect us. It may affect our brain. It may affect our mind. It may affect our health, our thoughts. We have to protect ourselves from this negativity. What is happening nowadays? I have mentioned it many times in Hindi classes. I don't know in English classes too. Now is the time. Listen carefully. Now is the time. We have reached on such a period of time that entire negativity of inside, all hidden vices, all hidden sanskaras, or our entire bad karmic account in the soul is coming up, emerging. It is affecting our brain. And in next 3-4 years, it can create a destructive stage on this earth. It will happen with every person of this universe, not only with Brahmins, but with all souls. They may be of any religion. So what will happen? That bad energy from inside, from our brain itself, will damage many things in one's life. So many new disease we will see, psychiatric problem we will see, many negative sanskaras will emerge, we will notice. So we have to protect ourselves. According to psychologists are mentioning now, but not very much, that they have noticed that bad energy is coming to the brain from unconscious mind. They don't know what is recorded in this unconscious mind, what is printed, what we had printed in our unconscious mind in thousands of years. That is, unconscious mind means where our entire karmic account resides there. Entire store of our whole karmas. So negative karmas are producing, generating negative energy. It is coming to the brain, damaging many things, creating mental problems for everyone. So be powerful. Create good energy. Create powerful thoughts in your mind. And powerful thoughts means thoughts of self-respect only. We need not to think anything more. You can choose 12 thoughts of self-respect. Take them with you. Take one or two for a day and keep remembering them in whole day. So they will generate pure, powerful energy. It will go to the brain, will protect from negativity. So this is what we have to do. So in your plan of 3 months, at least 3 points of self-respect, 1 point of dharana, and one thought for yoga. That this much in the morning, in day, I have to do yoga. Just a simple plan. I come to Baba's Murli. You would be enjoying the words of Baba. Papdada was looking many garlands in everyone's neck. Around our neck, beautiful, beautiful garlands. And he was saying, everyone's face has become red. Come on the stage and see those roses. But we cannot see them. He can see with his third eye, with the alaukic attitudes. But, and he was saying, see your own garlands. How beautiful they are. How big they are. See them. Do you see your garlands? So garland, four garland mainly, garland of divine virtues. It may be very big or very small. Eight flowers, eight jewels, or 108 jewels in that. Many qualities, moral values, divine qualities. Second virtue, garland of the gems of knowledge. It's also very big. Garland around everyone's neck. Knowledge, jewels of knowledge. Third garland, garland of blessings. We receive blessings from great souls, and specifically, we receive the blessings of the Supreme Being. Our Supreme Father, a great thing. People ask for His blessing, but He Himself gives blessings to His children. So that was also a big garland. And fourth one, in some children's neck, the garland of victorious souls. Those who got victory over Maya. Those who got victory over all situations. They are most powerful soul. So Baba was looking at these four garlands in everyone's neck. How much, how big, how large, how beautiful, shining rosaries are in everyone's garland, in everyone's neck. So see yourself now. First I come to the point, to the rosary, rosary of knowledge, the jewels of knowledge. Baba has given us entire knowledge, we know. Listen carefully what I want to say. The knowledge or the points of knowledge, which are the points of Baba, if we made them our point. They are not Baba's knowledge, Baba's versions, but they are my versions. If I have accepted them in my life, if I made them my treasure of knowledge, then that big garland is here around our neck. So everyone, this is the most beautiful thing which I am going to mention in front of you. I have done it throughout my life. Choose first of all, choose 25 powerful thoughts of knowledge. Only power, 25. Knowledge is like ocean, but out of that ocean, you have to select 25 powerful versions of Baba. Which versions? Which points? The points which can make you free from worries. Second thing, the points which can make you very light, free from burden of anything, free from the burden of responsibilities. The thoughts, the versions, which gives you lot of it subtle intoxication, godly intoxication. This intoxication will make you free from waste thoughts. The versions which make you free from fear, which make you feel that you are safe, you are protected, that Baba is with you, Baba is with me all the time, I am not alone. So you have to choose such 25 thoughts from Murlis. You can note them down separately. One thing is, we have our notebook, we keep writing many points from Baba's Murli. You can choose from one Murli, one point only. From Avyakt Murlis, one point. And this way, 25 powerful thoughts, which make us carefree, which make us free from waste thought, which remove the burden from our head, which gives us light and make us light. Such thoughts, just as I give you few example. Baba had mentioned in Murli, you have to become carefree king. You are carefree king. And for that, Baba gave the beautiful method, beautiful yukti. Give mine to thine. Change mine into thine. And give all worries to Baba and take spiritual, godly intoxication from him. And thus you will become carefree king. So we have not done it. Note down it, bring it into your practice. Whenever anything, any responsibility, any problem makes your brain heavy, remember this point. Oh, I am not responsible. I give it up to Baba. And then listen, Baba is saying, oh child, you are not alone. I am with you. And immediately you will experience, you got free from the heaviness, mind became light. Then now Baba is responsible, he will do good for me. Such thoughts. Because in human life, it is not the journey of a day, it's a long journey. Everyone has to face many, many bad things. And we specifically, Brahmins, we have just declared a war against Maya. We are fighting against Maya. So Maya sometimes also becomes very powerful. We have to win all 5 or 10 vices of Maya. So we need Baba's support, Baba's cooperation, his help. If we are alone, we won't be able to get victory over Maya. So, there are many points in Murli which just activate our inner powers. We must note them down, keep reading every day, remember them. Suppose you are facing a problem. You are always getting unsuccess in your life. Mind is becoming frustrated, frustrated day by day. You are losing your happiness. And immediately you read one point from your 25 points. Oh child, don't worry, I am with you. Oh child, nothing will happen wrong with you. You are under my canopy of protection. Be carefree. So immediately our mind will become light. When we listen from Baba's mouth, O child, behind every unsuccess, success is standing, waiting for you. There is a curtain in between of success and unsuccess. That curtain will open and you will see success in your life. So when we listen such words, we get energetic, we become again positive, the black clouds of frustration remove easily. So this way, note down at least 25 powerful thoughts. Then make them to 50. I have done it in my life, throughout my life, every year. When Avyat Bap Dada's season used to end at that time in beginning, in a year, many murlis, at least 50 murli in a year, sometimes 60 murli per year. So I used to read them again and notice powerful points out of them. So that became a powerful treasure of knowledge. And this knowledge, this way, becomes might for us. Knowledge is not only the light, but we can make it our spiritual might too. Did you like this idea? So at least 25 points of knowledge. They will protect you all the time. I love one point of knowledge of drama very much. I had heard it in 1974 when Didi Manmohini was here and she was suffering from a severe disease. At that time Baba, when he was meeting Didi Manmohini, he had mentioned this powerful thing. Whatever is happening in this drama, that is true. That must happen. Great secret, deep secret. So make it your own practice. Bring into your practice again and again. See this world. Whatever is happening here in the world, in many countries, you know, many bad things are happening. Civil wars are happening. Terrorists are doing destructive things. It has to happen. Drama is absolutely accurate. God is perfect. His creation is also perfect. So it must happen. So this way we will become detached observers. Effect of such negative things, negative events will not enter our mind. So such powerful point. Another thing I would say to you, from this knowledge of drama, world drama, everyone has to choose, has to find out 10 points to make use of them in your practical life. Drama is accurate, nothing new. I am the hero actor in this world drama. Everyone's part is perfect. Everyone is responsible for his own part. Like these 10 parts you can choose and just use them in your day-to-day life. So it is a beautiful word in Hindi, Sakshi Bhav, detached observer. Sakshi Bhav. We observe everything but remain detached. We don't involve in those things. And in future, in coming years, we will see wonderful scene on this earth, scene of destruction, because this world, this earth will become empty for deities. Deities' souls will come on this earth. This earth will also become pure, worthy to the deities. So we have to see how this earth becomes empty. Therefore, in order to enjoy everything in future, we have to practice to become detached observer, sakshi, detached observer. So, make your rosary of the jewels of knowledge very big, very beautiful, shining. Now, the garland of divine virtues. Many divine virtues, we have a beautiful list of divine qualities, but out of those, we can choose at least 8 divine virtues, and we have to work on them. Make them your own qualities. And first, and most beautiful, egolessness, politeness, humble nature, humility, connected to each other, tolerance, introversion, contentment, free from I-ness, very positive, love and good wishes for all souls of this world. Every morning, we should create this thought in our mind. I have pure love, selfless love for all souls of this world. Every morning, just one single thought. I have selfless, pure love and good wishes for all persons in this world, including animals, including nature. It will give you a unique feeling inside. So choose your own 8 qualities. Another important quality is easy nature, light nature, easy going nature, easy life. It will make our life very easy. So this way, work on these 8 qualities, and then many other qualities will come automatically in our life. Introversion, tolerance, purity, lightness, easiness, egolessness, these are main qualities for Brahmins. So a beautiful garland, a fragrant garland, a wonderful fragrance of these divine qualities. We will also enjoy that fragrance. Others will also enjoy that fragrance. Third garland of blessings. A most beautiful topic in Hindi, in Urdu actually, Duaen, blessings. We need not to ask for the blessings from others. We need not to ask for the blessings of Sri Baba, but we have to become the rightful children. We have got right. We must do such divine actions. Our behaviors should be so nice that automatically people give us blessings in Baba's service if we are selfless. If we do Baba's service with true heart, nothing for me, everything for others. In the return of service, I want nothing. I did Baba's service and surrendered to Him. No desire for myself that I must get name and fame. No desire that people must appreciate me, they must recognize me. No desire. Such service enables us to receive the blessings from Baba. So a big garland of blessings. If we give cooperation to the needy souls, If we help people in our life, we get their blessings. But most beautiful and wonderful blessings from the Supreme Being. So be worthy, so that every day Baba will look at us and will give blessings by His own. We need not to say Him anything. His loveful drishti, His very good feeling will come down to us. So this will be a great thing I have noticed in my life. I have seen many cases among Brahmins, those who have got the blessings of many Brahmins. When they got sick, when they fell ill, their illness also became a blessing for them. You can understand this? They got easily free from that big disease. That big disease became a small thing. And during that disease, he or she got wonderful experiences in life in that period. And those who did not get, who did not receive the blessings from many, you know the opposite word of blessings? I will not repeat that. I am saying only, those who did not receive the blessings from Brahmins, they had little disease in the body and it became very big. It became the biggest suffering for that person. So blessings help us in right time. Blessings actually heals our body. Blessings heal our brain, our mind. Blessings becomes a big friend at the time of need for us. So prepare yourself to receive God's blessings, to receive the blessings of Brahmin, to receive the blessings of your friends, your relatives, and thus it will become also a big garland around your neck. Last and final and most beautiful garland, the rosary of victorious jewels. You know how many victorious jewels are here? How many? We all have to become victorious. But the powerful souls who get victory over Maya completely, those who become absolutely pure, free from the effect of all vices, they come in this rosary of 108 great souls. And I think we all Brahmins, everyone, must make this target in our mind. I have to become one bead in this rosary of 108 souls. Do you have such enthusiasm in your mind? All? Or thinking, it's a very tough job? Yes? One thing is coming up in my mind, most beautiful thing, secret. If we have a powerful aim in our mind, if we are eager to do a great thing in our life, if we have zeal and enthusiasm in our life, I will do this. So what happens? Our entire power of brain, one thing, all positive energy of this universe, including Supreme Being, Sri Baba, comes to us, start cooperating to us. You must believe it. Our brain designs accordingly. Try to understand. If a person is thinking, I can do nothing. Maya is very powerful. I cannot win it. So mind will design accordingly, become weak. He will not generate powerful energy. And if a person thinks, on any cost, I will win this Maya. This is my right. I have got power to conquer over this Maya, this sex lust or anger or ego or jealousy or revengeful feeling, anything. So our brain will redesign itself. And brain will become very energetic and the power of brain will cooperate with us to reach to that highest destination. You may not believe a blind man, young man blind, having good personality, came 6 months before here in a program. We were surprising to see his enthusiasm in his mind, his courage. He was saying, next year, I will hoist the flag of Bharat on the peak of Everest. Blind man, I am going to take training and I will do it. We were looking at him. See this man, he is now in Gyan. At that time he was not in Gyan. He is so courageous. His thoughts are so powerful to climb towards Himalaya, Everest. A man, when he starts his journey, he is ready even to die. Any time, I can die. But this man who is blind is so courageous, so energetic. He was sure I will reach there and hoist the flag of Bharat there. So what was happening with him? Entire energy of his brain by redesigning, resetting, will showing him path, what to do. Because those gross eyes were not working, but his inner eye, third eye, was becoming more and more powerful. So we must understand this technique or this subtle philosophy of our brain. It designs according to our thoughts, according to our enthusiasm. Suppose a person thinks, I will live this life till the age of 80 years, being fully healthy, energetic like a young man. His brain will do the same thing. And if a person thinks, oh, after the age of 60, body becomes weak, I will get sick, so this thing, this problem will come in my body, that problem will come in my body, his brain will design accordingly and will create same things. So our thoughts are most important thing. Check your thoughts. What kind of thoughts I have in my mind? According to our thoughts, our body, our brain, everything will start working. So, victorious jewel, I give you just few points. If you have this deep desire to become a bead of this rosary of victorious jewels, very good purity, natural purity. Very successful yoga. Mind, intellect under our control. Completely egoless. contentment in life, easiness in life. Yoga, more than 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours, then 7 hours, then 8 hours. Not sitting yoga. We need not to sit for 8 hours. We have to make it very natural. Being in higher consciousness, in good self-respect, in soul consciousness, in godly intoxication, this all include in yoga. So make it very natural. I am with Baba. Sometime, if you can't concentrate, this one thought will help you a lot. Baba, Almighty, is with me, with his thousands of arms. Just his canopy of protection of his thousands of arms is here over my head. Keep this awareness giving to you again and again. God is with me. He is my companion. He is helping with me all the time. I am not alone. He is with me. This intoxication is a great thing. It keeps us carefree, free from worries, free from fear. So, make this yoga very natural in your life and connect it with your karmas, karma yogi. While performing actions, do some practices, it will become a natural yoga. So, yogi yukta life, it is called, Hindi word is beautiful. We need not to practice all the time, but our life becomes yogi yukta. We become the embodiment of yoga, a natural yoga. Very polite, Hindi word is also very beautiful, nirmal, clean heart. Nirmal, clean heart, pure heart. Light nature, pure heart, clean heart. These are the sign of a victorious jewel. So, we must dedicate ourselves to achieve this highest goal, because what will happen now in future of Sangam Yuga? These 108 souls in different parts of the world, listen carefully. These powerful 108 souls will reside in different parts of the world. And because of their powerful vibrations, many persons will experience that they are protected. I share you one beautiful thing which was invented by scientists. Scientists were given a thought, a theme, that what is the reason? They had been given this theme that you have to find out the reason when earthquakes takes place, when floods take place, holy places like temple, mosque, church or any holy ashram, they are safe always. What is the reason? We have noticed in India, temples are safe all the time. In South India, many temples are on the bank of ocean. Many storms, many tsunamis, many times came in the ocean, but these temples were safe. Many people died, their houses damaged, but temples were safe. So the conclusion given by the scientists, the result, the reason, that from these holy places, pure waves goes out, pure waves. And these pure waves repulse the waves of destruction. From that side, vibrations of destruction are coming. From temple, vibrations of purity are going. They repulse them. And this is why holy places are safe always. Now you can imagine, wherever you all, we all, pure and powerful soul will be at the time of destruction. Suppose you are in your home, in your own country. You are in your home, but you are very pure, you are a good yogi. Some bad thing, bad event, destructive things are happening. So your pure energy will repulse them. So that area will become safe. So you will become the savior, master savior of the world. A great thing. So these 108 souls will not remain in Madhuban. They will remain in different areas of the world. Their vibrations will protect that area, will save many people, will give support to the people, and many people will experience that you are angels, you are in the sky, you are floating. And because you are here, therefore they are safe. So a big significance, a great significance, secret behind this rosary of 108. So these souls are worshipped therefore in bhakti. They are great souls. They are the beauty of this world. Their purity is the adornment, the decoration for this world. We have to adopt that. So make your mind, I will win a number in this rosary. Again I ask, are you ready? Ready? Or you think it's a hard job? We should enjoy our easy life. Why to go in these big, big things? It creates again a new tension for our... No, it will release the tension of everyone. It will give real, true help to this humanity at the time of destruction. So, we have to change our thoughts. The last important thing, I share this experience, so I want to teach the secret to all Brahmins first. Because Brahmins are the foundation for everyone. In the morning, when we wake up, our first 10 minutes are the most important period for our life. 10 minutes. Out of those 10 minutes, first 3 minutes, most important. Out of those 3 minutes, our first thought. Give attention. When we open our eyes, what is first thought in our mind? Check that. Change that. Create your own thoughts at that time. Because at that time, our subconscious mind is fully active. So the first thought will leave the best and full impact on our life. Check yourself. When you get up in the morning, your first thought should not be negative. What happens with many Brahmins? They make this mistake. Suppose a Brahmin woke up at 3:30. Sadi bocho, 3:30. It's too early. I don't enjoy yoga. I'm not a good yogi. Why not to enjoy the sleep? Sleep again. So what was the first thought? My yoga is not good. I can't do yoga. So it became a blessing for that person. I'm using the word blessing. He will never enjoy yoga. And if you suppose at midnight, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, you opened your eyes. I'm a great yogi. Baba is with me. I'm the most happy person in the world. I'm most fortunate soul in this world. I'm the wealthiest person in this world. Create such thoughts. They will enter your life. So don't allow any negative thoughts in your mind in the morning, first 3 minutes. Before leaving your bed, give thanks to Baba. Oh Baba, you have given me everything with true heart. You have given me everything. Millions and millions of thanks to you. You can repeat it 5 times. You have given me everything. You gave me a divine intellect. You gave me good health. Not bad health. Good health. You gave me sufficient money. You gave me a beautiful, a loving family. Many, many thanks to you. And see the result. Wonderful achievement you will have in your life. So, you can choose at least 10 thoughts for yourself for morning time. I'm most powerful soul. I'm Master Almighty. Nothing is impossible for me. I can do whatever I want to do. Create this thought. My life is full of joy. My life is full of happiness. I am fully content with my life. Baba, you have given me everything. 5 times you can repeat such thoughts. So these thoughts will energize your mind. You will feel as if you have charged your mind and brain. Just as we charge our battery of cell phone. We have to charge our brain, our mind every day with such elevated thoughts. I'm a victorious jewel. Create this thought. I'm more powerful than this Maya. I'm more powerful than all problems of life. I can cross these all problems laughingly, lightly. Baba, you are with me. I am so fortunate. I am the most fortunate person in the world. And see the result. Your mind will get charged. You can make a dance in your room. If you are alone in your room, dance physically too. Baba, you have given me everything. I am very happy. I am the most happy person in the world. Can you dance? And see the result. Your many diseases will go away from your body. These happy moments of the morning, 3 minutes happy moments in the beginning, will open up everything in your life. So make it your life, make it your nature. And enjoy your life. I hope when you come next time, with a light mind, with an energetic mind, with a great zeal and enthusiasm in your life. Right? Not that your battery discharged, so you came here to recharge it. No. Battery is always fully charged. We come here to get new things. Om Shanti. Now, half an hour yoga. Keep a thought in your mind. I will sit here for 15 minutes with you. Some are coming here? Come. So very powerful yoga. I give you some thoughts, some commentary. Mind will become stable. Visualize yourself. I am a soul. I am the king of this body. I am most powerful. Forehead is my throne. I am sitting on my throne. Visualize yourself a powerful soul. Master Gyan Surya. Vibrations of peace are going out, going to entire world. I am peace house. I am supremely pure soul. From me, pure vibrations in golden color are spreading out, going to the world. Master Almighty, red rays of might from me are going to the world. I left this body, I'm going to my Supreme Father. I reached in my home and receiving the powerful vibrations from Almighty. I am with Almighty. Receiving His energy. From here, I came in subtle region, Pap Dada in front of me, he is giving me drashti. In Brahma Baba's forehead, visualize Shiva Baba Almighty Being. His powerful rays are coming to me. He put his hand of blessing on my head. And feel that powerful vibrations from his hand are coming to me in my whole body. He gave me a blessing. May you be a victorious jewel. May you be a great yogi. May you be a happy soul. He is giving me drishti. I cave in my body, sitting in the cave of my forehead. From Baba, continually powerful rays are coming down to me. Now for 15 minutes, enjoy this powerful energy coming to me. Feel that a fountain of this energy is coming to me constantly.